Good morning and welcome to another edition of Yannick's Notebook on CJAD 800. Yann is off today. I'm very pleased to welcome aboard from Renovco, the president of the company. Walter Assey is here at your service. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning, Dave.
I know that climate change is real, and it's making some changes around the house necessary. I think the list is rather long. We'll see how much we can get done this morning. You believe that homeowners in this day and age, the age of global warming, you need to be proactive in all climate conditions. Mm-hmm. And to do that, it means a bunch of stuff. Can we start with reviewing your insurance policy? It seems to me that's pretty important.
That would be probably the first thing I would look at. You have to be proactive and preemptive as well. Insurance companies are also adjusting to climate change.
How are they doing that?
By limiting certain losses, by limiting certain coverages.
So is that why I couldn't get as much coverage for, say, my basement that I might have wanted?
That is correct. So now some of the things they're doing is they're limiting in their policies the amount of insurance they would give you in case your basement floods, as an example. So you'll be surprised to know that some policies will tell you if you have a basement flood, our limit is $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000, which in a lot of cases of finished basements with furniture in them is not enough or adequate insurance.
Because you think of everything that's going to be ruined, including the furnace and a freezer and on and on and on.
That is correct. So what happens is you have to shop around different insurance companies and different policies. So I have a lot of my clients that are underinsured. They all claim that the brokers never mentioned it to them, so they were not aware. But it's up to them also to read what they get and, you know, what they're paying for, to know what they're actually paying for. So that would be probably the most important thing to look at in your policy is how much you're insured for water damage in general, because believe it or not, certain policies also limit insurance damage in general. So I tell you, any water insurance will limit you at 50,000.
Really?
That's right.
Some years ago, we had to address the grading around our house. Because what happens when they build the house? They pour the foundation and then they backfill. And over years, it starts to settle down. Mm-hmm. And in my case, along the wall where the garage is, we actually, Walter, had to raise the soil more than a foot. I was gobsmacked. I couldn't believe it. But it has made all the difference. The water just doesn't come near the house now. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what you try to do with the grading, right?
It's probably the simplest thing to do, the cheapest thing to do, and it's something that you can actually spot right away. It's just a question of the visual slope around the house. So you just walk around the house and you look at how your earth is sloped. If it's sloped towards the house, it's not a good thing. In a lot of cases, you even see home with proper slopes that have no French drain because they were built in the, you know, a long time ago, and they have no foundation problems whatsoever. 80% of water to 90% get, if you can actually channel it away from the home, then, you know, you will have way less problems with your foundation.
It seems to me, too, that you need to make sure, as you say, you need to be proactive, which means things like, do you have a sump pump? Is it plugged in? And does it work?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just goes without saying, but not everybody knows that they have to keep their eye on this thing, right?
Absolutely. And especially, it's a question of having the sump pump, ensuring that you have the proper electrical outlet for that sump pump. It has to be on a separate circuit, and that's most of the time you find problems with that. And you have a battery-powered backup, because here's what happens. In major storms, we have electric outages.
Right.
So even if you have the best sump pump in the world, if there's no electricity, it wouldn't work.
Just one more thing, a backwater valve. I believe you have to have one now in new construction. Is that how it works?
New construction, yes. New code, yes. And insurance policies as well.
Okay, but wait a minute. If my basement is finished, that's going to cause quite a mess to try to get one of these things installed, isn't it?
Localized mess, that's correct, because you have to break the concrete and you have to install it. So it's not going to break the whole basement, but the plumber will have to break, you know, around where he's installing the backwater valve. And so
if one has never had a problem, should you go looking for trouble?
It becomes a regulation issue. So most insurance companies now, they conditioned covering your basement insurance if you have a clapet or not.
Never a dull moment for homeowners, huh? Walter Assey is the president of Renovco, and this is CJAD 800.